You're listening to
The Marne Report.
Hi, Fort Stewart, Hunter Army Airfield, Kelsey here, back with another edition of the Marne Report podcast. Today, I'm joined by our guest, Julie Lovelady, Assistant Retirement Service Officer with the Directorate of Human Resources. Today, we are going to talk about an upcoming event that is going to be rad, and I mean that literally because it is this year's Retiree Appreciation Day. Thank you so much for joining me. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
I'm glad to have you. This is your first time doing a podcast with me.
It is.
So could you maybe just share a little bit about yourself and your role?
So I'm Julie Lovelady. I'm the actual interim chief of Retirement Services. I've been doing this job for 17 years, so it's been here for a while. Yeah.
Well, yeah. So as I said, Retirement Appreciation Day is coming up. Could you share more about what that is?
Absolutely. So Retiree Appreciation Day is just a day we put aside every year to honor all of our retirees from all services.
What can people expect if they go to this?
So people can expect a lot of great information. We have right now about 28 vendors that are going to be attending our Retiree Appreciation Day that day.
That's awesome.
We have four speakers. We have DA, Retirement Services Officer from the headquarters coming to talk to the audience, as they do every year, about all the benefits for the retirees. We also have surviving spouse that is going to come and talk to all the surviving spouses. We also have the 81st Reserve group out of South Carolina that's going to come and talk to the folks that are the gray area retirements. We have VA coming to speak as well. So we have a lot of great speakers, a lot of with our vendors. It's a great way to connect. A lot of informational booths. We have actually, like I said, 28 vendors coming. So it's just a great day really to honor these great men and women. Yeah,
it's awesome. I went to one last year, but it's super cool to see everyone come together, and it's open to all services.
Absolutely.
Which I feel like people don't realize.
Yep.
Because, you know, we're an Army installation putting it on, so.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
If they wanted to go or they wanted to attend, how would they do so?
So on our flyer, we have what's called Eventbrite, where they can pre-register. I've also sent out about 40,000 emails to the folks in Florida and how to register. And also DFAS will be sending out 67,000 emails to all services starting March 26th, and it'll let them know where to pre-register at. Basically, you just go to Eventbrite and you just type in what's on that flyer, or you can hit the scan me and it takes you right through to where you can get your tickets. It's totally free.
Okay.
There's no cost that's enduring this. We just like people to register so we know about, you know, how many are coming. So
is there a date they have to register by?
No.
Okay.
No.
So you could show up day of?
We can show up that day of and register with us.
Nice.
Absolutely. Yeah.
We haven't mentioned this, but where and when is it, actually?
So it's going to be April 18th. It's going to be at the University of Central Florida at the Student Union. Every year we try to get down there because it's most where our population at, retirees are at. And UCF has graciously given us free of charge to use their ballroom,
nice.
Which is amazing. It's beautiful. Yep.
It's going to be fun. We've touched on this a little bit, but why else do you think events like this are important for our retiree community?
It's important because it's a way to connect with our retirees. It's a way to let them know we appreciate you. We have not forgotten you. Mm-hmm. You matter to us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a valid statement.
Yes, ma'am.
Is there anything else you would like to add before we go? Or anything people should know before they go?
So this is an all-day event. You know, you don't have to pre-register on the Eventbrite. You can come in and register with us. There is free parking, parking garage H. And right now, I think we have over 700 that so far has registered. We normally have about over 1,000 that do come to this event because it's so big.
Wow.
Wear some comfortable shoes because it's an all-day thing.
But it's inside, so we're good.
It's inside, yes, yes.
Well, thank you so much for joining me.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate that.
Of course. All right, guys. I know I learned a lot, and I hope our audience did, too. To stay up to date on Fort Stewart, Hunter Army Airfield, please follow us on social media, check out the Fort Stewart website, and download My Army Post app. Thank you again for joining me. It's been a pleasure. I'm Kelsey Stieber, and that concludes this episode of the Martin Report. See you next week.
U.S. Army is enhancing security at Fort Stewart and Hunter Army Airfield with the automated installation entry system, bringing smarter, faster, and safer access to our gates.
Using advanced handheld devices, our security personnel can now verify identities in real time, even when the visitor control center is closed. These devices tap into national law enforcement databases, checking federal and state records, DMV status, and more, all in about 45 seconds. Each gate is equipped with one handheld vetting device. If no issues are found, visitors may receive up to 180-day access to the installation. This works for family, rideshare services, food delivery, and MWR activities. If derogatory information is flagged, access will be denied and the visitor will be directed to the Visitor Control Center for further guidance.
Your safety is our mission. With AIE in-lane vetting, we're keeping our community secure, day and night.